B'tochen for life, Shir 1793, Yom Chamishi B'Shabbos, Parshas Shlach. Today's Shir has been generously sponsored as a schus for Hatzlacha. The schus of Limud HaTorah and Chizik of all of the listeners should Be'ezra Hashem send them Hatzlacha and Bracha in everything that they do. We are talking about an important idea, and Be'ezra Hashem, we're going to begin reviewing the 7 levels that we have learned already in B'tochen before we move on to the next level. And this idea is really an introduction to our review of the 7 levels. To understand that the Ribbono Shel'olam does not expect from you something that you cannot do. There's a concept of avelus. A person, Rachmana Litzlan, loses a close relative. There's avelus. There are dinim. There are halachas. There's tsar that a person Rachmana Litzlan experiences. The Gemara says, "Ein adam nidoin b'shas tsayrei." The Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't judge a person when he's going through pain. A person could be going through other things. Doesn't Rachmana Litzlan have to be a close relative being nifta? A person be going through other challenges. The point is, when you're going through a challenge, it's very difficult to maintain your stability in your avodas Hashem. And therefore, a person should go for the lower levels. It's very normal for a person to get frustrated. It's very normal for sometimes a person to feel anger towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every person's different. Eventually, you'll get there. It takes time. You have emotions. Emotions are very powerful. But with work and with time, a person can overcome those emotions and get back to where they were before. We live in a world of Hester Panim. The Ribbono Shel Olam does not show us the reasons for what he does. And sometimes we're able to maintain Simcha and able to accept it wholeheartedly, and sometimes it's just too hard. But the Ribbono Shel Olam only asks us to try. And that's why these 10 levels are so important to get accustomed to. To be able to realize that if today I can't do this level, I'm going to try a different one. Don't let yourself give up on a very chashuva level of betachin because you can't hit the highest levels or the higher levels that you're usually able to hit. You can't force yourself to feel betachin. You can get there, you can repeat it. You can try to say the psukim. You could try to sing songs. You could try to make yourself feel it. But ultimately, it takes time. And sometimes when a person's in pain, it's impossible to do. But a person should try and get used to the lower levels, try a lower level and see if that makes you menuchas nefesh, if that makes you calm. And a person who's going through it, tzara rachmana litzlan, and they put in the effort, is worth much, much more than a person who is not going through it, tzara. Chazal say one time bitzar is worth 100 times shalai bitzar. If a person is experiencing a difficulty, rachmana litzlan, and they work on trying to feel betachin, whatever level it is, it's worth 100 times more than when a person is not going through a difficulty. So even if we're going through a difficulty, it's an opportunity for us to grab a hold of ourselves, grab a hold of our emotions, even if it means going to a lower level, but realize every level that brings menuchas and nefesh is a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants from us. It's what makes us Oivdei Hashem.